evening. Welcome to our night. It's called Good Friday. And I've always wondered all my whole life how that is, but it's good for those of us who follow this experience of the cross. But as we begin the second night of the Passion of Christ, I welcome you tonight. And this will be for those who haven't experienced Good Friday service before, and maybe for some of you who have, this may be a slightly different Good Friday service or worship service period that you have ever experienced. Some may be difficult to hear. Some may be difficult to see. But we know in retrospect that unfortunately what we see Jesus experience tonight was something that has done Christians wonders through the years, through the salvation that came after that. So tonight, as we go through this, I've asked three wonderful speakers to speak tonight, and I really appreciate that. And they're speaking on different aspects of Christ's passion. And then we will there will be a time of silence, and then we will have a song. And after the song, if we could depart in silence. Some may wish to stay and pray, and that is great. But the rest of us, if we could not speak until we leave the building, that would be great, okay? I do welcome you. Let us join together in our opening prayer. Dear God, we thank you so much for this night. We thank you, Lord, for the end of this journey. But as many of us experienced in our own personal lives through the years, Lord, sometimes the valleys help us understand the mountaintops. And tonight, as we come together to celebrate what your Son did for us, we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon us. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Thank you.